Broadcasting in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 62.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are all asked to please silence any electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Carter. Members and visitors in the gallery are asked to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Carter.
Let us pray. Father, as we do come before your throne tonight, we're always thankful for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We're so thankful for our military that defends this country, and a lot of them even with their lives. We just pray tonight for all those in service that you'd put your hand around them, protect them, and watch after them. We do pray for our first responders. We pray, dear Lord, for our police department, our state highway patrol, that, Lord, that you'd be with them. But most importantly, Lord, help us here in the assembly, that, Lord, that we would be obedient servants to you. And we just ask tonight, Lord, that you'd bless this session, help us as we lead this nation, knowing that we will give an account when we stand before you for all things done. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for May 16th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and chapter bills will be noted. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, rules calendar, operations of the House committee report, House Bill 1014, 2020 census, VTD verification program, favorable.
Calendar, subject to Rule 36B, without objection, this evening's calendar. So ordered. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, rules, calendar, operations of the House committee report. House Bill 242, displaced precinct officials, natural disaster, favor committee substitute number 2, unfavor committee substitute number 1.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable counter. Committee substitute number 2, counter pursuant to Rule 36B, counter for this evening, without objection, so ordered. Members, on motion of the gentleman from Wake, Representative John, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the Weebelows of PAC 352 who are with us. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us this evening. House Bill 1014, the clerk will read.
Representative Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House, House Bill 1014, a bill to be entitled Act to allow the State of North Carolina to continue participation in the 2020 Voting District Verification Project between United States Bureau of Census and to establish process to review the precinct line and advice of the 2030 Census. General from North Carolina and Acts.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, despite the odd-sounding title, House Bill 1014 is really about fixing the state's process for participation in the census program for calculating demographic statistics after this is a change of the 2016 law that we passed, but this is largely returning to the way that this program has operated for more than 3 decades. Central staff and the state board brought this to my attention, and it needs to be done by the end of the month in order for our state to be able to participate in a census program. While the 2016 law was well-intentioned and tried to put in place new accessible precincts across the state board was not able to implement the program in a timely manner. Rather than trying to change or make these major changes to our state polling places in a rushed fashion in order to coordinate with census timeline, this bill simply keeps voting tabulation districts, or VTDs, as they are now, as much as possible in order to enable submissions of those lines to the census. It's very important to understand this makes no changes to existing precincts. Precincts as they exist today, this bill does not impact them in one bit. Our legislative services officer has handled these duties for as long as anyone that I could ask can recall. The expertise for those duties lie with the experts in our central staff employed by the legislative service officer. I know that some folks have had some concerns with this bill, mainly because I think the title, but please understand that the relevant subject matter experts think that this is a clean way to enable full participation in the census. The duties in this bill would be handled by nonpartisan staff, not political appointees. I would ask for your support and help us be able to move this bill forward. The reason it's on the calendar tonight, it is time sensitive. There's actually a filing that is due to the census by May 30th. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate, not the question for the House. Is the passage of House Bill 1014 on second reading? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Jackson, where's the gentleman? Jackson, aye. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 are voting in the affirmative and 17 the negative. House Bill 1014 passed the second reading. Bill without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 1014 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 1014, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate by special message. House Bill 242, the clerk will read.
Representative Speciale, House Bill 242, a bill to be entitled an act to allow certain election officials to work on election day when those officials are unable to complete a required retraining due to displacement resulting from the declaration of disaster. General of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 242 is something that's going to help the local precinct, or not the precinct, the local county boards of elections. We had some problems with the hurricanes that came last year, and people lost their homes, people lost their transportation. Some of the judges weren't able to attend the training, but they were trained judges. They had already been trained before previous elections. They had worked. Anyway, what this bill will do is, if they've been trained, if they know what they're doing, and they've been updated on any new changes, the fact that they weren't able to sit and physically attend the training session would not be a bar for them to participate as a judge. And this would only be in extreme circumstances where there's been declared a national disaster, and for example, their home has been damaged. We had people that actually had to leave the county, and they were living somewhere else, and they were going to fulfill their commitment as a judge, but they couldn't get there for the training. So basically, that's what this is. But it does ensure that they have been trained. It does ensure that they've been that they've been updated, even if it's done outside of the official training date or whatever. So it's a good bill. It helps in case of emergency, and I hope everybody else will vote yes for it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 242 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117, having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative, House Bill 242 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 242 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 242, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Member Chair directs Senate Bill 359 be removed from this evening's calendar. Calendar for Wednesday. Pages, if you would come forward, please. I'd like to introduce our pages with us this week. Members, we can tell we're getting closer into the summer. The groups of pages get larger and larger as school's getting out. So, and to our pages, the clerk's going to call your name in just a minute. When he does, please step forward and wave or otherwise so that my members and I will know who each of you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
Chadwick Carpenter, Guilford County. Sponsor, Representative Amos Quick. Kelvin Edwards, Jr., Northampton County. Sponsor, Representative Michael Ray. Skylar Fuller, Mecklenburg County. Sponsor, Representative Kelly Alexander. Rachel Gilbert, Mecklenburg County. Sponsor, Representative Rachel Hunt. Talia Ginsburg, Wake County. Sponsor, Speaker Tim Moore. Harrison Gobble, Davidson County. Sponsor, Representative Larry Potts. Aiden Guilfoyle, San Diego. Sponsor, Representative Harry Warren. David Hafer, Catawba County. Sponsor, Representative Mitchell S. Setzer. Leah Hayes, Surrey County. Sponsor, Representative Kyle Hall. Samuel Jackson, Robeson County. Sponsor, Representative Charles Graham. Sarah Class, Wake County. Sponsor, Speaker Tim Moore. Madeline Little, Johnston County. Sponsor, Speaker Tim Moore. John McDowell, Union County. Sponsor, Representative Dean Arp. Elizabeth Selves, Iredale County. Sponsor, Representative Rena Turner. Luke West, Harnett County. Sponsor, Representative John Sauls. Jacob Zampino, Wake County. Sponsor, Representative Sidney Batch.
To our pages, we want to welcome you here with us this week. We hope you have an opportunity to learn about your government and also an opportunity to make some friends along the way. I would ask my colleagues, please join me in welcoming our pages this week. Pages may return to your post. Members, before we get a notice and announcements, the chair will advise the body there will be no votes tomorrow in the House. There may be some committees meeting. The chair does anticipate votes, though, on Wednesday and possibly Thursday. It was just confirmed with one of the finance chairs, and I believe there are some finance bills that need to be considered. So with that, that's our schedule for the week. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak about the statement.
Chair directs that the representative statement be read its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal. And the gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I I realize there's danger in doing this every time there's a state championship because one side has to win and one side has to lose, and I've made a lot of representatives mad over the years, Representative Shepherd. But anyway, I would like to say on behalf of the speaker, the school is actually in the speaker's district, but the population of the school is pretty much evenly divided between our districts. And so I just wanted to mention a brief statement about Shelby High School. On December 15th, 2018, Shelby High defeated North Davidson 42-21 to capture the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 2A football championship. This championship win gave the Golden Lions their fifth title in 6 years, and since record-keeping began in 1972, for various statistics, Shelby High has 103 wins and 35 playoff appearances, which are the most in the North Carolina High School Athletic Association playoffs. And whereas special commendation is due all the team members, head coach Lance Ware, a Shelby High alumnus who has now moved on to coach at Appalachian State, and the assistant coaches, as well as all of those who actively worked to make this year's football season a success, and now for the Shelby High School football team, deserves congratulations on winning the 2018 State 2AA football championship. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hasten. For what purpose, the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
To debate the resolution.
Gentleman's out of order. Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege. That would be
an appropriate concession
for the ones that came in second there.
I don't want to diminish the representative's statement, but there was some question about the officiating in the game and loss. Unfortunately, we didn't have replay, and the final decision will have to stand, but I just want you to know there was some question about the game. Thank you.
Yeah. Sounds like a little revisionist history going on back there, Representative Potts. For what purpose, lay from wait, Representative Dahl, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I would like... I hope everybody will join me in saying and giving an applause to Rachel Hunt. It's her birthday today and my seatbelt yesterday. Details. Anyways, she turned 29, I think. So, everybody, big round of applause. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, some days ago, we celebrated in Mecklenburg County the Mecklenburg Declaration, which preceded the more famous declaration, where we in Mecklenburg decided that we wanted to throw off the yoke of centralist oppression from King George. And so we sent that up to Philadelphia. And I just wanted to remind each and every one of you from the other parts of the state that were a little late in coming to the Revolutionary Party, that we in Mecklenburg still celebrate that and look forward to continuing to lead the state.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
I just want everybody to know I brought a load of mountain sausage down for breakfast on Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but Wednesday. We're having a agricultural breakfast from a local farm breakfast with a different food items than we usually get at our breakfast. So I'm just encouraging everybody to please come. Thank you.
Where?
The regular place at our, you know, at the cafeteria.
Members, the chair has just informed our nurse of the day is with us today, Matthew Clemens from Wake Forest. Thank you for being with us today, sir. We appreciate it. What purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Inquiry of the chair, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, having been on the prevailing side of 1024, I think of the bill we had this evening.
I'm sorry?
Was it 1024? 1014. Having been on the prevailing side of that bill, inquiry of the chair now, please.
Is the gentleman wanting to do a motion to reconsider a vote of another, of a bill that has passed?
Yes and no, sir, but my real question to you, Mr. Speaker, right. Inquiry.
Gentleman's recognized.
Is to, what time will we be here Wednesday?
I don't know yet.
Thank you, sir.
I truly don't know at this point. I'm going to confer with the committee chairs and see what time the committee chairs need to meet. Presumably it would be sometime in the afternoon, though. Is the gentleman wanting that? The gentleman could approach the dais, please. Want to find out about this bill. I don't even know what the bill the gentleman's talking about. So,
Mr. Speaker, really it was the bill that David Lewis just presented. I think it was 1024. We have so many bills.
1014.
I was on the prevailing side, but that was just a unique statement to say to you, since I was on the prevailing side, I have an inquiry of the chair, and that was the time. So.
I don't even know if that's a curveball. I'm not sure what that is exactly, but well, good to see you, sir. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is for all members. Go ahead and make your put it in your calendar, but on June 6th will be the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and we will be having a joint special session in the Capitol building in the old chamber, and would encourage everyone to participate. It should be a full day of activities, a lot of stuff going on around that anniversary date, so we'd love to have everybody there. Remember how spacious and outstandingly air-conditioned that building is, so just make plans. Thank you.
Just one modification to the gentleman's announcement. It actually won't be a joint session. The Senate will be meeting in the Senate chamber, and we'll be meeting in the House. So,
I got confused after Representative Floyd's comments. It just really threw me off. So,
note. Any further notices or announcements? Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker. May 18th is an auspicious day in the history of our planet. It was on this day, May 18th in 1792, that the New York Stock Exchange was formed by a group of business people that wanted to facilitate a fair and open way for the exchange of stocks. It was on this day in 1873 that Levi Strauss got a patent for his award-winning blue jeans that show that a person can be tough and work in the clothes that they have. It was on this day in 1980 that Mount St. Helens blew up. I say all that to say that it was also on this day in 1979 that John Bell was born. And on Saturday of this past weekend, his card, his membership in the Young Republicans was revoked. Would you join me in wishing my seatmate a happy birthday?
Representative Bell, welcome to the old Republicans Club. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, May 21st at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, May 21st at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Shelby High School defeated North Division High School 42-21 to capture the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 2AA football championship. And whereas the championship win gave Golden Lions their fifth title in 6 years. And whereas since record keeping began in 1972 for various statistics, Shelby High School has 103 wins and 35 playoff appearances, which are the most wins in the NCHSAA playoffs. And whereas a special commendation is due all team members, head coach Lance Ware and Shelby High School alumnus and assistant coaches, as well as those who actively worked to make this year's football season a success. Now, therefore, the Shelby High School team deserves congratulations in winning the 2018 State 2AA Football Championship. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement read on the house and placed upon the journal on the 20th day of May 2019, submitted by Speaker Tim Moore, submitted by Representative Kelly Hastings, House Principal Clerk James White.
On the motion of the chair, the following bills are re-referred to committees. Senate Bill 252, short titled Dental Bill of Rights, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Health, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 310, short titled Electric Co-op Rural Broadband Services, withdrawn from Rules, recommitted to Energy, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 448, amend appointment for compact on education military, withdrawn from Rules, recommitted to Education K-12, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 483, Vacation Rental Act Changes, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Commerce, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 84, Walkertown Zoning Authorizations, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government, if favorable finance, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 217, Correct Prosecutorial District Numbers, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 255, State Board Construction Contract Claim, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 295, short title NC High School Graduation as Evidence of Residency, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education Universities, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 366, 9th, 10th grade college transfer pathways, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 381, reconstitute and clarify environmental boards, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 500, modify advanced math course enrollment, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12, if favorable rules. Senate Bill 529, fees returned checks, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Banking, if favorable rules.